backgrounds, where would they be?
What is up, Wisconsin? I am Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Network. Happy Monday, everybody. Weird weather Monday, for sure. Lots of rain covering southeastern Wisconsin, coming and going in sheets, cats and dogs, whatever your tortured metaphor of choice. Be careful out there. Drive safely. Allow a little extra time out there on the roads. Big weekend in Milwaukee, Brian. Lots of fun.
Yes.
The summer concert series finally kicked off. Really excited to be part of that myself.
Oh, you got to go see some stuff? Yeah. I had my daughter's birthday weekend, so it was all family the whole time. But that's the opening of the summer vacation, so.
It truly is, and we got Memorial Day weekend coming up. It's going to be really nice to finally lean into the summer. I feel like the spring's been long, but perhaps that's because the winter was so mild and we're finally getting around to it. As I shared with y'all last week, was really excited to take my mom and a dear, dear friend of hers to go see Willie Nelson this Saturday at the BMO Pavilion. Now, if you're not from southeastern Wisconsin, I see you, Horicon. I see you up there, Rhinelander, La Crosse, Green Bay. I think the BMO Pavilion on the Summerfest grounds is one of the best outdoor music venues in the state. It's not that huge amphitheater. You know, it's not like Alpine Valley. It's not the massive AmFam amphitheater that we now have at the very, very southernmost end of the Summerfest grounds. It's one stage in, and the entire stage faces the lake. You can see through the back end of the stage to see out the little lighthouse that exists at the very end of the breakwater into Lake Michigan. It's really beautiful, gorgeous views of downtown. It was wonderful weather. We got to hang out with Willie Nelson. Now, here's what I especially liked about Willie this weekend, Brian. Opener, right at, like, concert starts at 7, opener out there 7:05. Opener.
He's got stuff to do.
Yeah, right on time. Opener plays, I don't know, 50 minutes maybe, has a little chit-chat. He's pretty decent, didn't know the guy, what have you. Opener's done. Willie comes out, I think it was probably 8:20, 8:30. Okay, nice and early. Played for 62 minutes and was done. It was great.
He knows what he can do. He knows what he can't. He knows what his limits are.
The man's 91 years old. What did you do this weekend, y'all? What do you have up on your concert docket? I also have another summertime Wisconsin question for everybody out there. I am trying to select a campground for a couple of weekends. So not one, but two. And I am wondering what people think of some campground choices, or is there a piece of campground equipment that you think I must have? Now, I'm a pretty experienced, I call it car camping. Drive your car up, pitch your tent. There's no hiking around anymore. What are your must-have pieces of camping equipment? What is on your concert to-do list this summer in Wisconsin? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Now, don't you worry. I will, of course, get to plenty of politics this hour. I'm going to be talking. May 20th today is an especially important day because Harvey Weinstein's appeal brief to appeal his California criminal conviction is due today. And so I'm going to be talking about Mr. Weinstein. And, you know, there might be a few weird things that the cosmos is giving us all at one time. We got Mr. Weinstein. We've got the P. Diddy fiasco. And we have the kicker for Kansas City. I'm going to thread all those together, so don't go anywhere. But I have to ease up to that. We can't quite jump into the pool feet first on a Monday. So I thought I would start with the all-important, what is on your Wisconsin summer concert lineup? And what sorts of camping equipment do you find to be the absolute essentials? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. 42, Sherry from Horicon. Hello, hello, Sherry. Saying that her son loves to camp up by Lake Superior. Now, here's, I love it too up there. I've been to the Apostle Islands, Big Bay, all around up there, Birch Grove, which is way, way up there. I love it. Except if you are truly on the shores of Lake Superior, you ain't taking a dip in the lake because that thing never gets above like a balmy 60 degrees. I mean, it is cold.
It is. Good morning. How are you? And sometimes that's the bathroom. And so when you get in there, I had a couple of friends, like in the middle of summer, it's like 100,000 degrees outside and you're literally baking on the boat. And then you put your rear in the, and it's. You break in half because one is at least 50 degrees colder than the other side of your body.
It's a bit of a shock for sure. So I love to be at a campground that has a swimming or beach option. I like bike trails. I like a light day hike. I like wooded campgrounds. That's my requirement. Wooded campgrounds. Like a little privacy. Don't want to be right. Less RVs is better. That's sort of my criterion. I also like the campground where you actually can reserve your exact campsite. I don't like driving 4 hours and wondering, hey, I hope there's a spot for us.
So
we used to do it that way back in the day because there was no interwebs.
My Wisconsin experience is the Yogi Bear right down the street, which is great. So if you go
the
there.
Jellystone Park.
Yeah, if you go there, you can at least, you know, come to my house when it rains, which is what we did because it rained every single time. And I had the tent set up pretty well. It just rained harder than we were ready for. And everyone was like, well, we're just going home now.
Yeah, forget
so
that.
We hung out and cooked food there and drank a little bit
and
then
was
slept
it.
At home.
Yes, pitched a tent that you never slept in. We weren't a Jellystone family. It was always the epic quest to find the perfect campground. And back in the day when I was doing this as a kid, of course, there were no online reservations. You would drive to these campsites and sometimes they would all be full. And if you were, there was this sort of risk reward calculation that would go on. Like the further away from the city, the further up north that you go, the less likely it is that the campground would be full, of course. But then again, you're driving really far and the later into the day it gets because you are not pitching a campground in the dark. I'll tell you, that is a recipe for an ankle break, nose break, wrist break, something smashed finger in door or with mallet setting up tent.
Even if you know the tent pretty well, it's still... You're going to drop something, and you're not going to find it.
Correct. It will be gone forever. Campgrounds are like dryers, except you're not just losing socks. You're losing all myriad pieces of equipment and whatnot. Cam from Nina texting in saying, I wish I could go to some shows this summer. I might have to skip out this year. Been reaching out to the Wisconsin bar to get an attorney for my situation with my landlord. And they've sent me to 3 people so far that said they don't actually take these cases. Cam, if you give a call in to Brian Kelly running the board, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, I'd be happy to at least get you hooked up with the Milwaukee County Eviction Defense Project, who will know some landlord-tenant attorneys. We've got a new texter from the 608, Road America. I love it. Road America, July has cars and a concert event. Okay, so to my new friend from the 608, I finally just figured out what Road America was. Like, I knew that it existed. I had seen the license plates. But I have to tell y'all, I just bought a new car. And it is a very fast car. And the dealer said to me, you need to take this sucker to Road America and drive it around and, like, take a driving course where you get an actual professional race car driver in the car with you. It's a car that has the paddle manual shift on the steering wheel.
Yeah, I have one of those.
Oh, fun, fun. We shall discuss, Brian. I know how to drive stick shift. Really excited to open this puppy up. Needless to say, not taking that car camping. That is not a wise camping vehicle. You hit one rut, you're probably breaking the axle. I want to hear from you. What is your camping advice for me this summer? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What shows are you going to? Do you have shows planned, Brian?
I am going to go see Justin Timberlake.
I'm going
to go at the United Center with my daughter and my wife, and it's going to be awesome.
A little Chi-Town time.
Yes, I saw him with Justin Timberlake with Jay-Z. You know, that one guy that you kind of forget about.
He's like, and Jay-Z, yeah. The billionaire music moment.
It was amazing because, and Jay-Z, I like Jay-Z. This is nothing against Jay-Z whatsoever, but when Jay-Z was on, Justin Timberlake played a musical instrument or danced.
Yes.
And pretty much played every musical instrument on the stage and danced around the entire thing. It was a display of talent by Justin Timberlake above all else. It was amazing. Yeah,
every time, that Justin Timberlake, he's sure talented, that young man.
He sure is.
Very talented. Liz from Saukville texting in, any campsite on the Eagle chain of lakes in northern Wisconsin, so beautiful. I am taking notes. Liz and others coming in with some suggestions. Scott Kuchka also giving us a shout out on the Book of Faces, Kettle Moraine South. Completely agree. I'm not actually going to give out the unit numbers, Scott, because I'm just going to take a note and write those down. You never want to give away the exact best campsites at any given campground because then everybody wants them. So I'm just taking a couple of notes. But if you want to see what Scott's recommendations are, you can do that by watching the Maggie Dawn Show live on Facebook, X, and YouTube. You can always find us there. Sherry also wants to go see Male Soldier. Well, I'll tell you what is on my concert lineup. I am very excited about this. Got a few. Going to see Maggie Rogers, also at the BMO Pavilion, which, again, if you are from West or upstate and you want to come to Milwaukee, not during Summerfest, to check out a show, check the Not During Summerfest show lineup for the BMO Pavilion. My money, it is one of the, if not the best, outdoor music venues in the state of Wisconsin. Really chill, super fun, and just gorgeous. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Network. Join us. We're talking summer plans. 855-752-4842. When we come back, I'm going to tell you the campgrounds that I have it narrowed down to, and see if anyone has some input. And then at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to be getting into why today is a big day for the Me Too movement and what's going on with Harvey Weinstein's convictions. Keep it locked. We'll be back in just a moment.
Tell me that your sweet love hasn't died. To keep you satisfied, I'll keep you satisfied.
Wisconsin, are you looking for a new love?
Well, at least a campground anyway.
Yeah, right? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Network. You want to join our conversation? How you kicking your summer off? This coming weekend's Memorial Day weekend. You going to shows? Do you have any camping advice for me? 855-752-4842. But never worry. The politics will be here. I'll get there, of course. Just easing into the week a little bit, Brian. Let's go to the phones. We've got Susan from McFarland. What shows are you going to? Do you have camping advice for me? What say you, Susan?
Well, actually, there's a nice little gem of a park. It's a state park. It's called Blue Mound State Park near Mount Horeb. And it's on the Military Ridge Bike Trail, so you can hop on and bike down to Dodge Hill if you want. It's a really nice park.
It's
got a swimming pool.
Yes, I actually came across that one this weekend during my searching, and it has a pool. I was like, that's the best of all possible worlds.
It does. Yeah. Yeah, it's really nice. It's a gem. It's wooded. Yep, lots of hiking.
Love it. You going to any shows this summer, Susan?
I just wanted to see John Michael Montgomery. I don't know. I would like to do a couple shows during the summer. I haven't selected any yet, but that's on my list for shows.
Enjoy the upcoming Memorial Day weekend, getting the summer kicked off. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling, Susan. Up next, We have Jesse from Madison. You got any camping recommendations for me, Jesse?
Hello? Yeah. Right down the road from Blue Mount State Park is Governor Dodge. It's one of my favorites. They've got plenty of swimming, nice shallow lakes, nice warm water. Right across the county road, there is some horseback riding, great hiking. And if you really like hiking and you don't mind driving, if you go all the way up to Copper Falls State Park, all the way up in the north, if someone were to blindfold you and plunk you down in the middle of their main hiking trail right along the river in the canyon, you could be forgiven for thinking you might be in Colorado or Montana.
I've heard that it is absolutely beautiful up there. Thanks so much for the call. Thanks for listening, Jesse, and the tips. Yeah, I've been checking out some of the photos of Governor Dodge. I'm also looking at Governor Earl. There's another huge campground with a lot of different lakes. So one of the things that I love most about Wisconsin, and I think, again, brings us together as a state, is nearly all of us grew up, whether we're talking about Jellystone or going up to the Boundary Waters, most of us have spent some time recreating outside. And I think we all agree that the beautiful outdoor recreation and environment that we have here in the state of Wisconsin is something that we really need to work to preserve. Keep the recommendations and calls coming. 855-752-4842. Starting off the week a little easy. Joe from Madison, you got a camping recommendation for me? You got a show that you're going to go see?
Yeah, both. And I want to applaud hearing Brian Kelly's dulcet tones back on the air again. It's just a joyous thing to hear him. I would second the recommendation of a previous caller who said Copper Falls. Amazing place. There's also some CCC buildings there that are pretty cool. And if you're up around that area, Amnicon Falls has incredible walkway where you can go behind a waterfall. Just absolutely wonderful. And if you're in that neck of the woods, there's a great place called Delta Diner, which is a lot of fun to stop at. You could have a great time right up there. Just put the car in drive and head north.
I love it. Thanks so much. Joe, what concerts do you have on the docket for this summer?
Well, I live in Madison, and Madison has a lot of nice free concerts going on at Nick Pike Park in August, Thursdays and Fridays. I don't know the full schedule, but they have three different groups will be playing from, say, 5 o'clock till 9 o'clock at night, and you can just wander down there. There's pop-up food, pop-up beverage carts, all that. It's just a wonderful way to catch music. So I would say Nick Pike Park in Madison during the month of August is a great place to go.
Loving that. Joe from Madison listening on the WMDX, checking out some free shows. I love the fact that pretty much every city and even the smaller villages in the state of Wisconsin have some kind of free entertainment going on in the summer. We love to get outside right here in downtown Waukesha, where we broadcast live from. Every weekend, they've got the farmers market. Civic Media tries to get out there nearly every weekend. So if you want to meet some of us, check out our booth, enjoy some food. There's usually a live band or two. That's another great place for free entertainment in downtown Milwaukee. If you happen to be in southeastern Wisconsin, of course, we've got Jazz in the Park. There's some sort of neighborhood block party and church festival. My favorite of all Wisconsin pastimes, the free church festival every single weekend in Milwaukee, probably every single other city in town across the state. Boy, do I have some whopper stories about church festival, misbehavings from my youth.
That was all of my youth. That is literally all of it. Let me tell you about the National Catholic Youth Festival that I've been to twice.
Please do. Please.
My goodness.
Where was that?
Both Philadelphia and then Minneapolis. The entire time in Minneapolis, I did not put shoes on because it was all downtown, so you can walk through the carpeted downtown skyline. It was pretty awesome.
Very cool. We will get to the Catholicness as well in this next half hour, in the what I'm going to call warmed up political segment of the show. And really excited, everybody, you're not going to want to go anywhere all afternoon with me, because I've got my old boss, County Executive David Crawley. If you've ever wanted to ask one of my bosses what I'm like as an employee, County Executive David Crawley is going to be here at the top of the hour. We've got one of my favorite callers to see on my call list, Mark from Prairie du Sac. How are you, Mark? You got any concerts or camping advice that you want to share?
Well, if you're headed all the way up north, you can always go to Patterson State Park, which is near where I've learned to swim and where I can, really near where I grew up. The Big Falls and Little Falls up there on the Black River up there are just something else. That Big Manitou Falls is very impressive, and Little Manitou Falls is really, really nice as well. I mean, I can remember catching brook trout cast into the plunge pool for the Little Falls, that back when I was very much younger. But the Northwoods is a place to go as well. I mean, there's Patterson Park and there's Amnicon Falls State Park as well as Copper Falls State Park, that are all wonderful places to go if you're headed all the way up to the northern portion, the Northwoods. That, you know, not far from Lake Superior, it's a place to go.
Yeah, it's a wonderland up there. I camped at Black River Falls just about 2 years ago. It was absolutely lovely, a little bit shorter of a drive. We've got some texters weighing in as well. Terry from Cross Plains, no more camping for me. Certainly, Terry, I think most of us hit an age after which that simply won't work anymore. For me, I try to best the out-of-doors. Think queen-size air mattress, battery-powered fans, and the like, you know, glamping, if you will.
Oh, I like that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a sweating man.
Oh, I can't do it without a fan. Circulation is key. I cannot sleep if I'm hot. Terry's going to be checking out Stones at Soldier Field and Bruce Springsteen in Copenhagen and Stockholm. Amazing. Locally, Terry's checking out Bratfest and Concerts on the Square in Madison. Thanks for listening. Thanks for texting on the MDX. We're going to take a very quick couple of messages, including your farm update, here live from WAUK. When we come back, it's time for the politics. We're going to be diving into why today matters for Harvey Weinstein, how it all relates to the Catholic Church, and what's up with P. Diddy. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Network.
My mom sent me to a summer camp for fat kids, and then was during lunch I got nuts, and I pigged out, and they kicked me out.
I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Network. We've warmed up now. We'll talk about politics.
I've been waiting.
We've been waiting for the politics. So today, Monday, May 20th, kind of a big day for the Me Too movement, but most specifically Harvey Weinstein. You may be very well aware and have some recent recollection of the fact that Mr. Weinstein's New York criminal conviction, which would have landed him in prison for some 23 years, was just overturned by the highest court in New York State. It was overturned because during that trial, uncharged victims testified as to their experiences being assaulted or abused or bullied by Mr. Weinstein. So what does that mean? Other women who alleged that he either raped them or sexually assaulted them in some kind of way were permitted to testify, even though those acts were not part of the criminal case against Mr. Weinstein. This is called propensity evidence. It can be allowed in criminal cases to show a pattern of conduct, especially if part of the criminal defendant's defense is that, like, I don't do that. That's totally out of character. Why would I possibly harass or assault women? Which was effectively oftentimes is baked into almost every defense of this sort of charge. In other words, this was consensual. I'm not a serial assaulter. Well, by any reasonable measure, Harvey Weinstein is indisputably one of the most egregious serial assaulters out of Hollywood, next to perhaps Bill Cosby. Just side note on that, the same lady that helped defend Bill Cosby is working on Harvey Weinstein's defense. So that criminal case, the New York District Attorney's Office stated at the beginning of this month that they will retry Mr. Weinstein in New York State for the crimes committed there. Mr. Weinstein was also convicted in the state of California, sentenced, I think if memory serves correctly, to about 13 years for basically rape, criminal sexual assault. He is also appealing that conviction on basically the same exact grounds in California. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, oh, no, this means that his California conviction is likely to be overturned. No, 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 no. California actually changed its laws to specifically permit this sort of testimony. The judge there was careful to limit only four women who were uncharged victims who testified about this behavior. The prosecution asked for north of 10. So most legal experts from California think the odds of Mr. Weinstein successfully appealing his conviction in California is effectively zero. But what's important about today is that his brief to the appeals court is due today. That should make for some interesting reading. Now, how does all of this relate, like, to the moment? Let's take a listen. These are a few famous people, three comedians, Seth MacFarlane, Ricky Gervais, and Nathan Lane, all at an award ceremony or some big Hollywood event, basically cracking a joke that alludes to the fact that Harvey Weinstein was known across Hollywood to be a, at minimum, sexual harasser. Let's take a listen.
And just to give you an idea, these are spanning at least 20 years. So there's some from 2002 and there's some from 2020. So it's not like this is all within the same.
Suddenly it came out.
Yes, exactly.
No. Over 20 years. Let's take a listen.
The 2012 nominees for Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role are Sally Field in Lincoln, Anne Hathaway in Les Miserables, Jackie Weaver in Silver Linings Playbook, Helen Hunt in The Sessions, and Amy Adams in The Master. Congratulations, you five ladies no longer have to pretend to be attracted to Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. That was Seth MacFarlane. Here's Ricky Gervais.
Last one. Come on, guys. Our next presenter starred in Netflix's Bird Box, a movie where people survive by acting like they don't see a thing. Sort of like working for Harvey Weinstein. You did it. You did it.
Yeah.
Please welcome Sandra Bullock.
Yikes. Okay, last but not least, here's Nathan Lane.
The nominees are Monsters Incorporated, Pete Docter, and John Lasseter.
Now, just to give you an idea while he reads the names, these are all animated in the actual audience. So the nominees, like Monsters, Inc., are sitting in the audience.
Yes.
Shrek, Aaron Warner. Gosh. Up until now, I thought Monsters Incorporated was a documentary on the Weinsteins. But, we kid the rich and powerful because we love them.
Yeah. Okay. So the point here is that this was an open secret to such an extent that it became fodder for jokes. You don't hear similar joke. One might be thinking, oh, well, don't they tell jokes like that about all the studio heads? No, they don't. Now, I'm certain that similar harassing and bullying behavior has happened by other Hollywood executives. The industry is just set up for that. But what I mean to say here is this was an open secret. Agents, lawyers, production assistants, personal assistants, basically anybody who worked for Miramax in the 90s, which is where the Weinsteins sort of came out of before they started the Weinstein Company, that's where they came from. Everyone knew that Harvey Weinstein was a terrible bully. He was a rageaholic by any measure. I mean, the stories of him basically like flipping tables in restaurants and screaming at people are legion. You couple this with a most extraordinary, one would argue, perfect power asymmetry between a young actress trying to break into film and one of the most powerful then studio heads, world famous guy, Oscars galore. There's no more perfect recipe for abuse.
I'm currently a card-carrying SAG actor, and I audition regularly. I was just in a movie. Do you have any idea how or what I would have done or still would do?
For the big thing.
Just to get on air.
Yeah.
Just to be in the show. Just to have a lead one time. Because all you need is to do a good job in one show, and then everybody loves you, and then you're good.
You're in.
But you have no... And I'm a 6'5", 300-some-odd-pound guy, but if Harvey was into me, I'd be like, let's go, dude. Get me in this movie. Unions can't even help you with that.
No, that is the way it is set up. And nearly every one of the famous name-dropped actresses, we can now name them Rose McGowan, Ashley Judd, Gwyneth Paltrow, who have come out and accused Mr. Weinstein of terrible, egregious acts, all of them said that they told people immediately afterwards. Their agents, their parents, a lawyer, colleagues, and it was simply covered up. And not just covered up. Less powerful women were actively surveilled by people. Like Harvey Weinstein would hire basically, you know, private investigators to phone tap and spy on women who had tried to complain about him. And the rest of them who actually did lawyer up, virtually all of them were eventually forced into an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement. Why do I say forced? Well, everybody can decide whether or not to. I'm sorry. I have no money. I am a starving actor. And this guy, one, I can't get any more work because I'm getting blackballed by him. My career is effectively over. I am maybe hand-to-mouth poor. And he says, I'm going to give you some hundreds, maybe even seven figures to shut me up. And all I have to do is agree to be silent. In virtually every circumstance, oh, by the way, your lawyers are telling you to sign these things. There were some really, so this weekend in advance of today, I watched the movie She Said, which is available on Peacock. It is the dramatized account of the two New York Times reporters that really broke this story and got a number of the women to go on the record, including Ashley Judd. She was the first one who came out and publicly said, the first famous actress who said, this happened to me. And there were some things that absolutely shocked me. The first was the fact that repeatedly Harvey would say, oh, this is going to be fine. I swear on my wife and kids, I'm not going to do anything that you don't want to. And interestingly enough, we know that he says this all the time because many, many women's accounts included that statement. Oh, yes. And then there was the woman that was sent into a hotel with Harvey Weinstein by the New York Police Department after she filed a criminal complaint for sexual harassment, bullying, and assault. And they sent her in with a wire. Let's take a listen to this.
I'm telling you right now.
What do we have to do here?
Nothing. I'm going to take a shower. You sit there and have a drink. Water.
I don't drink. Can I stay on the bar?
No. You must come here now.
No.
Please.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not doing anything with you.
I know.
You're embarrassing me.
I'm sorry. I cannot. No, yesterday was kind of aggressive for me. I need to know a person to be touched.
I won't do a thing. Please, I swear I won't. Just sit with me. Don't embarrass me in the hotel. I'm here all the time.
I know, but I promise.
Please sit there. Please. Mm-hmm. 1 minute.
No, I can't.
Go to the bathroom.
Please, I don't want to do something I don't want
to. Go to the bathroom. Come here. Listen to me.
I want to go downstairs.
I'm not going to do anything. You'll never see me again after this. Okay? That's it. If you embarrass me in this hotel,
I'm not embarrassing you. It's just that I don't feel comfortable.
I mean, don't have a fight with me in the
hall. It's not nice.
Please, I'm not going to do anything. I swear, my children, please come in on everything. I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now.
Please come in now, and 1 minute. And if you want to leave, when the guy comes with my jacket,
you can go. Why yesterday you touched my breast?
Oh, please, I'm sorry. Just come on. I'm used to that.
Are you used to that?
Yes, come in.
That part. You're used to that? That's the equivalent of Trump. When I'm famous, you just kiss him. You just grab him by the blank. This is what I'm talking about. So why does all of this relate together? Why is it all of a whole? It's the Harvey Weinsteins. It's the Donald Trump. It's the P. Diddy's. Okay, and if you don't know what has gone on with Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Diddy, I think he's used all of those monikers at some, his name's Sean Combs. He was sued in November by a woman that he was in a 10-year plus relationship for. She accused him of basically beating the crap out of her on multiple occasions, basically trafficking her to her friends, engaging in forced sex acts. Her name's Cassie. That's her stage name. And at the time, just like Harvey Weinstein and just like Donald Trump, Diddy categorically denied everything. He said this on November 16th, 2023. And I vehemently deny these offensive and outrageous allegations. For the past 6 months, I have been subjected to Ms. Ventura's persistent demand of $30 million under the threat of writing a damaging book about our relationship, which was unequivocally rejected as blatant blackmail. Ms. Ventura now has resorted to filing a lawsuit riddled with baseless and outrageous lies, aiming to tarnish Mr. Combs's my reputation and seeking a payday. Of course, she's a greedy woman who's lying. Yeah, anything similar with Harvey Weinstein or Donald Trump? Does it sound the same? I'm going to talk more about this in just a moment. We're going to take a couple of quick messages. I'm going to stitch all of this together, and I'm even going to relate it back to the Super Bowl champs, Kansas City Chiefs. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Network. You got a comment or question? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Don't go anywhere.
I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping.
Listening to the Civic Media Network. Sometimes the universe hands you this perfect confluence of events that all have a common thread. And today we find ourselves there. Today is the deadline for Harvey Weinstein, serial rapist, sexual assaulter, bullier, rageaholic, Hollywood mogul of the highest order, world famous. Yep, he's got to file his brief and his appeal of his criminal conviction. That's today. Just this past weekend, another probably near billionaire music mogul, Sean P. Diddy Diddy Combs, was caught red-handed. A video was released by CNN that shows Mr. Combs beating the crap out of his then-girlfriend, recording artist known as Cassie. So he had to issue a statement apologizing because there it is on camera. Can't deny what people could witness. And at the same time, we have Donald Trump on trial related to a whole manner of behaviors and patterns that indicate to him as a serial sexual harasser, bully, and rapist. And yes, rapist. He was convicted of that in a civil trial brought by E. Jean Carroll. And what's common about all three of these men is that when confronted by their victims, they all categorically denied it. Then they all said that this is a woman who is just after a payday. All of them, same thing. And all of whom have had various defenders and enablers, whether it is the lawyers, the accountants, the chief financial officers, all functioning to enable their abuse of women over decades. Mr. Combs, after being literally caught red-handed on camera Which, how dumb do you have to be that you don't think that there's a camera at least somewhere where you beat the snot out of your girlfriend? Denied all of this on November 16th. This past Sunday said this: it's so difficult to reflect on the darkest times in your life, but sometimes you got to do that. I was effed up. I mean, I hit rock bottom, but I make no excuses. My behavior on that video is inexcusable. I take full responsibility for my actions in that video. I'm disgusted. I was disgusted then when I did it. I'm disgusted now. I went and sought out professional help, had to go into therapy, go into rehab, had to ask God for his mercy and grace. I'm so sorry, but I'm committed to be a better man each and every day. I'm not asking for forgiveness. I'm truly sorry. This is all about him, by the way. Your darkest time. How about the woman whose butt you kicked? Maybe a dark time for her as well.
I really am disgusted with myself, and man, I just... Like, no ever, like, no even admission that, hey, by the way, I completely lied about this.
I lied about this.
Just say I lied about it.
Yeah, were you disgusted on November 16th when your lawyer denied all these things? Just like Harvey Weinstein, who continues to deny that he's ever raped a woman, that he's ever assaulted a woman. It's ridiculous. Now, how does this relate to the Kansas City Chiefs? By the way, again, Trump, same thing all the time. Never did it. No assault, no rape. These women are all just money hungry. You know, they play on all of these stereotypes of this scheming, conniving woman who uses sex to get things from men. That's what that entire line of garbage is about. Not that it could be as simple as this. A man with extraordinary power, influence, and friends with unlimited resources at his disposal chooses to isolate, abuse, then denigrate and destroy a woman from whom he tries to extort sex. Which do you think is more likely the case with Donald Trump, Sean Combs, Harvey Weinstein, and their ilk? This is not to say that there haven't been women who have falsely accused men of rape or sexual assault. That has happened. But when women come out in this volume and this number with respect to men like this, I would suggest maybe they need to actually be men, admit what they've done is wrong, admit that they lied, and take full responsibility, full accountability, both criminal and civil, for their actions. Now, here's how this relates to also this disgusting thing that happened just this past weekend. Harrison Butker of the Kansas City Chiefs gave a commencement address at a small Catholic university. And basically, we can cut to the chase here. We'll just take, how about cut number 7?
I want to speak directly to you briefly because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world.
Nice kid crying cue.
Yeah, cue. Okay. His speech goes, he bashes gay people. He talks about bringing back the Latin Mass. He talks about that implies he's a saint or that they should all become saints. He calls bishops ridiculous. There's a lot. Maybe I'll spend a little time on it later this week. But my point here is this. That message, that understanding of that a woman's primary function, her primary purpose, is to be a wife and mother above all else. Thank you, Senator Katie Britt, for driving that point home. And the GOP's rebuttal to President Biden's State of the Union, same messaging. That messaging, make no mistake, has its direct echo in the sexualization, the objectification, and the abuse of women by men like Donald Trump, Sean Combs, and Harvey Weinstein. How dare you suggest that a woman's primary function is to walk from the bedroom to the kitchen and back again? until you're ready to strap on the apron and wean the babies and raise them all and spend all your time at home, Mr. Butker, I suggest you shut your mouth. I'm Maggie Dawn. We got a great guest coming up, County Executive David Crowley, my old boss. You ever wanted to ask somebody, what's it like trying to be the boss of Maggie? You're going to have your shot coming up next with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Network.
He loves you and he needs money.